Welcome to the Church Instrumental Music and Worship Podcast, brought to you by MyStaffArranger.com. Hi, I'm Larry Jones, your host. I'm the owner and senior arranger of MyStaffArranger.com. And if you're not familiar with the MyStaffArranger.com community, we invite you to stop by our homepage at www.MyStaffArranger.com. And there on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can sign up for our free monthly e-newsletter. All you have to do is plug in your name and email address and follow the directions once you submit that information. And when you do sign up for that free monthly e-newsletter, you will receive a number of free gifts. One of those is a set of orchestra warm-ups that I've written, and it's a really effective tool for building intonation and technique, and I use it with my orchestra each and every week. It's a really effective tool. And there's also an arrangement of a hymn, fully orchestrated. You'll receive that for free, along with some other tools. So again, if you're not subscribing to the free monthly e-newsletter, just stop by the homepage at www.mystaffarranger.com and just go ahead and sign up there. Also, part of the MyStaffArranger.com community is my blog. I blog regularly about three or four times a week. You can access that through our homepage, or you can go directly there, www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. And also our podcast, where this podcast originates from, that homepage is www.mystaffarranger.podomatic.com. So we just invite you to stop by those three websites and get more familiar with me, Larry Jones, and our business, MyStaffArranger.com. And this is the week of September 17th. A few weeks ago, I began a multi-part podcast regarding improving the quality of your church orchestra. And last week, we covered part four, communicating excellence. And this week, I continue with part five, building community and buy-in. And before we continue, we will pause briefly for this brief commercial timeout. Hey, worship pastors and church instrumental directors. MyStaffArranger.com proudly introduces the FlexChart system, coming soon in 2008. The FlexChart system is on the forefront of church music arranging for the 21st century music ministry. We will be offering churches fully orchestrated hymn and worship song arrangements in the following editable formats: Finale 2008 files, XML files, which you can import to earlier versions of Finale and Sibelius, and in addition, MIDI files. The benefits of the FlexChart system includes the following. First, multiple editable file formats as mentioned earlier. Two, monthly subscription format with additional benefits at a low cost. 3. Full orchestration that includes harp, string reduction, and separate string parts. 4. Standardized FlexChart score template so you can easily merge other FlexCharts together using Finale 2008. 5. Through composed arrangements so you have clear roadmaps, delete or repeat sections of the music as you desire in a few easy steps. Visualize all the possibilities you would have if you had arrangements and orchestrations similar to the Celebration Hymnal, Songs for Praise and Worship, More Songs for Praise and Worship, G3 Worship, Praise Charts, all in Finale or other editable files. The power and flexibility you would have to craft flowing worship services would be incredible. To receive more information on the FlexChart system, subscribe to our free monthly e-newsletter at www.mystaffarranger.com, and also subscribe to our blog feed at www.mystaffarranger.blogspot.com. Look for us soon in January 2008. To receive a free sample FlexCharts chart, please email me, Larry Jones, at ljones@mystaffarranger.com. Again, that's ljones@mystaffarranger.com to receive your free sample FlexChart chart. Early in the morning. And we're back. Again, this is the week of September 17th, and this week's topic, Improving the Quality of Your Church Orchestra, Part 5, Building Community and Buy-In. If you want your church orchestra to improve in quality, you must build community and buy-in. Okay, so here's some ways that you can build community and relationship as the leader of your church orchestra. And this can apply to anything, praise teams, choirs, tech groups, whatever your worship ministry area is. Okay, number one, get to know your people on a more personal level. First, you can spend time talking to them before and after rehearsal. Talk about a number of variety of topics. Talk about their family, their work, maybe their hobbies, what books they're reading. You can also try taking orchestra members out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But of course, you don't want to go alone with members of the opposite sex. That's always an area you need to be careful of. If you do go out with a member of the opposite sex, I recommend taking along your spouse. There's also a number of ways of doing it so that you're not alone with a member of the opposite sex and cause all sorts of problems for yourself and for that person. Moving right along, number two, and building community and relationships. With the assistance of your orchestra leadership team, I recommend organizing social activities at least once a quarter. These might be picnics, day at the lake, home fellowships, Christmas parties, and so on. Our orchestra here at First Raytown, they really enjoy our summer picnic that we usually hold in August, and that includes a day at the lake where we might take about 2 or 3 hours and do some water skiing, tubing, swimming. It's really an enjoyable time. This year, we started a spring fling activity, and we had it at the home of one of our orchestra officers, and it was just a real fun time grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. We had a bouncy house for the kids to play in. It was very successful. And then also we have an annual Christmas party after one of our big Christmas productions. We go to a home of one of the orchestra members and we all bring food and just have a good time relaxing and eating food and fellowshipping with one another. Moving right along, number three, I would recommend sending your orchestra members personal birthday and anniversary cards. I have an excellent assistant who each month, well, before the month begins, addresses some cards, birthday and anniversary cards for me, and then I write a personal note in each of those cards. And it's just a nice way of letting your orchestra members know that you're thinking about them and you're remembering them on their special days. Number four, send your orchestra members occasional thank you cards for their participation in the instrumental music ministry. I have also found this effective to do each year right after our big productions, such as our Christmas pageant. And what I try to do is I try to make it very personal and put something personal into that orchestra member's thank you note that only they and I know about. Maybe, for example, one of your flute players had a big solo in your production, and they nailed it each and every performance. Well, I might write something along those lines. And especially those that play every performance, I usually write something in that thank you note and thank them for making the commitment to play each rehearsal and each performance. It really does take a lot of time out of their schedule to do that, and so I just want them to know that I do appreciate them giving their time and talent to be able to pull the production off. And finally, number five, I would recommend having occasional orchestra fellowships before or after rehearsal. So this is not outside of the church. This is actually in the church before or after rehearsal. For example, you might have a light snack dinner before rehearsal starts. Maybe you can order a few pizzas. Have some of your orchestra members that are good cooks. Maybe they could make meatballs. Maybe have some kind of light spaghetti dinner before rehearsal starts, or maybe you can have cake, ice cream, cookies as a treat after rehearsal ends. There's all sorts of creative ways you can do it. So just get creative and figure out a good way to do that food and fellowship before or after rehearsal. Well, anyway, these are just some idea-generating thoughts on building community and buy-in within your orchestra, and I pray these suggestions have been helpful to you. And next week, stay tuned for part six regarding improving the quality of your church orchestra. Again, I'm your host, Larry Jones. I'm the owner and senior arranger of MyStaffArranger.com. And again, we just invite you to stop by the homepage, sign up for that free monthly e-newsletter, and then check out our other websites, my blog, MyStaffArranger.blogspot.com, and then the homepage for this podcast at www.MyStaffArranger.podomatic.com. And again, thanks for stopping by today, and we appreciate you listening to our podcast, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.